Her name is Neethi. Go save the bacon, Mommy.
Hey, friends. I'm Neethi the pharmacist. Welcome to my food church. So I've had people say to me over the years, Neethi, you really need somebody to just follow you around with a camera because the information that we talk about in the food church is so valuable for everyone to hear. Even all the members don't hear it because I'm having these conversations with individuals throughout the day, all week long. And, you know, a lot of people that come to the food church aren't interested in being on camera. And so, you know, in an effort to protect everybody's anonymity and still be able to share these conversations that we feel like would benefit everybody, I decided that I would just put a mic on and record conversations that I'm having. So when you're listening to this, it might be that we started a conversation and then I decided, oh, I really should record this. And so, you know, it might sound like you're just kind of walking into a conversation or a discussion. And I'm not editing this because I don't really have time to do all that. So I thought that it was still meaningful enough for folks to, you know, possibly be interested in listening to it. So these are conversations that I'm having real time with real people in the food church, and I'm just recording them. And if they are of any benefit to you, then, you know, tune in. I'm going to call the series, you know, Candid Conversations. Candid Conversations. And I'll just list it like that and just do maybe Candid Conversation 1. I might put the dates. I'm not sure how I'm going to organize this exactly. But yeah, I hope that you guys enjoy this series. And if you could please, you know, give me thumbs up or something, make some comments, let me know, participate in the conversation, give us something more to talk about. Because whatever you comment, I can take that back to the same people and let them know, hey, when I posted this conversation, you know, these are the reactions of the people. And so, if you're interested in participating with us, you know, that would be how you would do that. But yeah, I didn't, you know, it's like I spend so much time doing this and it's for you. For the past 15 years, I haven't recorded any of them. So I guess we're getting a little late start on that. But I don't know. Hopefully this is valuable for you guys and you enjoy it. So yeah, welcome to the series of Candid Conversations. Okay. So,
yes, so I have the 4 chicken broths.
Yeah, the
chicken bags.
Chicken bags.
Like, no, I might have 3.
3 chicken bags?
Yeah, and I just got a kit.
Okay.
So how do I do the broth part?
How do you do the broth part?
How does that work?
Yes. So our broth kit, just so you know, everything that we package that is cut up parts and pieces is 2 birds worth.
Okay.
Because it's not worth it to cut up 1 bird.
Yeah.
Because you'd only have 2 wings, for example, right?
Okay.
But if we do 2 birds, then you have 4 wings or 8 pieces, like for 8 pack of chicken wings or something. So that's 1 serving, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how we do all the packs. The broth kits is 2 birds worth of feet. So that's 4 feet.
Yep.
We trim the nails, meaning like we cut off the tips of the toes so that there's no nails, like nothing that anybody should feel like weird about. And the feet have been cleaned, meaning there's a skin part that comes off that a lot of people would normally have to do. Like if you're processing your own birds, then you have to take this off, but you don't have to do that for this.
Okay.
So that's been done for you. All the stuff that's in the broth kit, it's like a neck bone, 2 necks, 2 feet, and wingtips.
Okay.
Normally, if I'm just going to use the broth kit, I want to make something super gelatinous. I'll use like 4 broth kits and 1 standard
crock pot. You fill it with distilled water. Mm-hmm. Don't use tap water.
Yeah.
If you have well water, then maybe your well is clean, like if you've tested it or not. City water has poison in it, so we don't want to have any of that. Okay.
Have filtered water.
No, you cannot filter heavy metal out of water. So this is also important.
Okay.
It needs to be distilled, because distilled water is when they steam it and they catch the steam. That's actually how you clean water.
Yeah.
I actually went to the city council and to a water meeting, and I asked that, like, they explained that they're doing something new. And I asked the question at the mic, like, did you ever consider just a distillery? Because, you know,
right,
that would actually clean water. And they ended the meeting and they kicked me out of there, like, yeah, because that was logic. So, I mean, instead what they do is they put poison in the water, like fluoride and all these other things
chlorine.
That are guys. Yeah, chlorine.
Like chlorine so much.
Yes. So filtering it isn't enough, which is why you can't drink that stuff.
Okay.
So also on your showers, you need filters. So we have magnetic filters that we offer through Neekin. If you purchase those and you're supporting the food church, we get like, I don't know, a little bit of something.
Yeah.
Something. But mostly I'm just want you to have the right items.
Yeah.
And the big deal about the magnets, people don't understand that. So the three most important things for your health besides the food being clean and real is magnets, circadian light, and water. Mm-hmm. So three things. So magnetic means also earthing, like that's your resetting.
Right.
So every time you walk outside barefoot or you're just playing outside, you have your hands in the dirt, especially your bare feet, the bottoms of your feet and your hands.
Yeah.
Those are where you're going to receive the most energy to reset.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of know that, like when the kids are sitting there playing in the dirt with their hands and feet, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So they're resetting and getting their, you know, and they're in the sunlight.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I just want to point this couple things out. So with this, you're going to use distilled water since you can't filter your city water.
Mm-hmm. I'm on a well.
You're on a well. Just test it.
My water smells like straight chlorine when I turn it on. So
are you sure it's
I'm
well?
Positive. Yes. 100% positive. We literally have a well in our community.
Have you had it tested?
No, because I'm like, this is shit, so.
Well, you should test it, though.
Okay.
You should test it and find out.
I have neighbors that have tested their water.
Yeah, I would want to. Well, are y'all not on different wells?
No, we're all on the same well.
Then you're not on a well, are you? I don't understand that.
Okay, so there's one big well, right? But we all have that little, I think it's in sections, because some of us have that little well thing in our yards and some of us don't have it. So I think it's in sections. But we have this big brown.
Is your development
well
cleaning the water? I mean, you know, I'm just wondering, like,
they might, I don't know.
Because if they have you guys sharing well water.
Uh-huh. Which is why I think they're putting chlorine.
What's your water pressure like?
Shit.
Right. I mean, because I was like, far as I know, trying to get a well, like
yes,
if I, like, let's just say we have our own piece of land,
mm-hmm.
we get our well. I mean, you know, you're trying to go for like 70 pounds per second. It's
like when we do our water hose, it's so weak.
Because you're sharing water with 100
yeah.
people. How long are you going to have water? Do you run out of water? They could run that well dry.
We have not run out of water. No, we have not.
Well, that's good. This is so confusing. I have never heard of people.
Yeah, it's like a brand new community.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know if this is something new to this one, but yeah.
Huh.
Like, we don't have an actual, like, there's not like an actual old school, like, well on our property. Some of us have those big, you know, those rocks that you can cover?
Oh, uh-huh.
We have that. Some of us have that part, but I think it's like in sections.
No, I mean, if you had a well that you had to keep track of and maintain, you would know it.
It's a big brown, huge, like, container right in the middle of our neighborhood.
That's a water tank.
Yeah.
That's not a well.
Well, we don't classify, we don't get charged city water, we get charged well water.
Who charges, who's charging you the well water?
Oh, Lord, I opened, our water bill. Like, our water bill?
Is it the city?
It's not the town of Wake Forest, no.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Who charges
we're
that?
Outside of,
but who are you paying? Girl, you paying somebody. Who
I
are you
am.
Paying?
I don't know the company of it. We get, where is that? I'm trying to think about my bill. I'm trying to look at
I would want to call these people and be like, what are you do? How are you treating our water?
Yeah.
Okay. The bottom line is that you're not on your own well.
No, we're not on our own well.
No. And you can't test your well.
Right.
And you're on some group.
Yes.
Where somebody mm-hmm. who thinks that they're very intelligent is treating your water.
Right. That's exactly what we're on.
Okay, because they have to treat your water because they're selling it to a whole bunch of people and they're making money.
Exactly.
And so because they're doing that, somebody gave them permission because mm-hmm. they couldn't have known how to do this on their own,
right.
obviously.
Right.
Because, you know, we're just stupid people. Okay.
But yes, that's what we're on.
All right.
Whatever you want to call that.
That's called just city water.
Okay.
We're just going to call it city water.
We're going to call it city water
because
we're outside of like this Wake Forest city. We don't call them the city limits.
Huh.
So we don't get
and so someone, some rando is poisoning your water.
Yeah.
Guised as treating the water. Mm-hmm. First of all, why you have to have a water treatment plan? No, mm-hmm. you don't. You need to have a water distillery
yeah.
to just distill the water mm-hmm. so that you get the clean water because that is the only way to clean water. I mean, like if you're at the ocean and you are dropped off on an ocean and you got to find your way to back to civilization because, you know, what's that movie with what's his face, Tom Hanks?
Lost. What is it?
No,
not
quiet.
What is it?
The Tom Hanks movie where when he talks to the soccer ball, what's it called? Whatever.
Castaway.
Yes. So if he didn't find a freshwater source,
right.
then for him to have clean water, he would have had to been able to distill water out of the ocean because you can't drink ocean water.
Right.
So the only way to get all the stuff out of the water would be to distill it. Which you can do like with plastic bottles. Maybe he had a FedEx box of plastic. And, you know, I don't know. But anyway, you could deal with tarps and all these other things. So, right. So if this developer was so incredible, they would have, instead of making that big thing that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
or even if they do have a tank that they're collecting mm-hmm. it in, they would have also put a building and created a distillery so that they could sell it to you as distilled water so that you would be in the most pristine community that had the most amazing benefit of distilled water.
Right.
People have been lied to and made to believe that distilled water will kill you because it's dead water. No, it's just water. It's just water.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, out of a stream or whatever, it's living water, and they still tell you, you got to treat that, which is lies. It's lies. Because I'm on the mountain up there at Polyface drinking real water, but you know what? You can't collect that water that's living and then put it in a bottle and then go back and drink it later because it tastes like, ugh, because it's living
mm-hmm.
and now you killed it because you put it. So it tastes like dead water, like a living form.
Yeah.
So, but when you drink it down there and you drink it out of the creek or whatever, you feel great.
Wow.
When you put it in if I try to take it back to the hotel in a jar or a glass bottle or something, then it tastes like death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like how you have had a rotten egg or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. And so that's how water is. If you take fresh water, so there's these guys I heard that are collecting water at some spring. This is what I think is fascinating about spring water, is they say this is spring water and we collected it and it's fresh. And when you buy it in a bottle, it's spring water. No, this is lies. Because I know that if you actually take something out of a spring and you put it in a bottle and you like put a lid on it, then now it can't breathe. It's not living anymore. It dies and it literally tastes like death, like something. It smells like smelly, but like it's not that way when you're drinking it. It doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother me. I can stand there with Joel and drink out of the creek and feel incredible. If I take it in a cup and down to the land and just drink it for the day, still incredible. if I put it in a glass and I put a lid on it and take it to the room because I don't want to buy bottled water because I'm there with his incredible spring water. Right. Well, it's freaking dead water. It tastes like I'm going to die if I drink it. Then my stomach would start hurting. And I told him that. And he's like, yeah, it's living water. You got to kind of let it breathe. And I didn't think about it. I don't even know that he really knows or thinks about it because it's just there. It's there, yeah. So he's just drinking it. But he's not bottling it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's right. What I know. But anybody who's catching these waters and selling them, because I know that there's a company that just, and I wanted to have a conversation with these guys because they're doing it around North Carolina too. And I wanted to say to them, like, what do you do? Like, they have to be treating that water to jar it. And then to me, I'm like, what are you treating it with? And then why are you treating it? And then now I'm back at the whole, just distill the water. Because if you got to bottle it or jar it or whatever, otherwise, if it's coming straight up out the well, then it should be living and you shouldn't have to filter it or really anything. I mean, you could filter it at that point through Berkey or something. And it would be like fine in case there was, I guess, some pathogen. You shouldn't have a pathogen in your well because it's coming out of the ground, which has been filtered and cleaned by the earth, which is now fortified with everything that you need because nature has our back.
Right.
So anyway, okay. So back to your thing, the people are pulling it out and they poison it because they treat it, which we don't want to do.
Okay.
And then, so now you need distilled water. Okay. So everything that you're doing to get this incredible water that they ruin, now you need to go buy some distilled water to make broth. And also, I would have distilled water for your family to drink, which in our market, we use Le Bleu.
Yeah.
And the reason we do is because it is distilled, but then they make it structured water. They structure it again by ozonating it. Mm-hmm. I studied water for 2 years. I want me, actually, not just by myself, me and another member of the CSA, who this other woman, her kids were unwell, and she was interested in clean water. She and I together researched water for 2 solid years. We called every filtration company. We called Berkey. We called everybody. Because at that time, everybody was like, you definitely need RO or Berkey or both or something, whatever, or have an incredible well, right? Well, what I know now for a fact is Berkey can't filter out fluoride, and they've finally admitted it. And they had a separate fluoride filter that they used to try to, you can't filter heavy metal. That is what the bottom line is.
Right.
So you can't get it out unless you distill the water. Period. So when people are pouring fluoride into the water, like if everybody around town would just go to the water meeting and tell the city, we don't want you to fluorinate the water anymore. You know, that's what the people aren't rising and doing what's, and talk is speaking the truth, because they're pushed into corners and made to believe that they're stupid. These things are simple. These are, nothing's complicated. Everybody should know that when you distill water, that is the cleanest, pure. And then they're like, well, that's dead water. No, it's just water. It's just the purest, plainest water. And then for you to structure it, you can stir it with a magnet. You can take rocks from your outside yard and literally pour it over, and like you filter it through a thing of magnets. Neekin has a water filtration system, which literally you pour distilled water in it and it remineralizes it. You can add real salt to it and stir it with a magnetic wand, and that will structure it. You can ozonate it. You can put red light therapy on it. You can speak love into water. Did you know that? You can tell the water how much you love it and just speak love into it and like structure it. Yeah. That's why when you cook, you know, N-I-K-K-E-N. Here, go to my website, go to farm2forkmeatriot.org. And then, shop for the cause. And Neekin is the icon there.
Okay.
You might not have internet in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Neekin is a shop. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah, when you press it, okay. Then you can do that. And then there's sleep systems, so you can be sleeping in magnets. Mm-hmm. There's the water system. So we have...
This steals the water?
No.
It filters it?
This has the shower heads for you to put in your shower.
Okay.
And the reason is because you want... It's going to filter your water, but it's going to spiral it through magnets mm-hmm. and energize it for you before you use it. And it'll structure it properly after it takes all the poison out. It's still going to have fluoride in it, but you're not drinking it in the shower.
Right.
So now you can bathe in it. And a lot of people who have a lot of skin issues, just dry skin even, you won't have these problems with the filters. It's incredible.
Okay.
Like you'll see. Anyway,
okay,
that's just for that. If you want to get the filter that they have in there, you can pour distilled water through that filter. And it'll remineralize it. I don't do that. We just drink the Le Bleu because it's already structured.
Okay.
And if you're going through the trouble to get it, then get it while it's already structured. If you buy plain distilled water out of like Walmart, you can drink it and you're not going to die. And you're restructuring it when you make it into broth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at the beach and you make coffee with distilled water from Walmart, then you made coffee. It's fine. You know, you made broth. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, when you're making a food out of it, then it's kind of different, right?
Right.
And even just drinking it over there is still better than the frickin' tap water.
Yeah.
And if you want to feel better about it, you can stir it with a magnet or add some relight to it, and you can remineralize it that way too. So just know that those are things that you can do when you're out in the street or whatever. But at home... Yeah, I would have Le Bleu delivered or go pick it up or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would talk to your people and be like, what's up with the water?
Right.
Why are you poisoning it?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it smells like straight chlorine.
Well, if they're doing it at your tank in your neighborhood, then I wonder if your neighborhood can come together and be like, we don't really want bleach in our water.
Right.
We don't want to drink bleach. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you have an HOA?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would tell the HOA to do that and also just move. Like,
exactly.
Also just move. Well, you know how I feel about it. I'm like, you know what? If you can't live somewhere where you can do all the things that you need to do because you need to live and not die, then that means you need to go. I used to think, I mean, I was also brainwashed and believed 100% that we needed a HOA to keep the value of our property up because ding dong, ding dong, ding. But also, you know, now I'm like, okay, I just don't need neighbors that close to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Right.
And if they're going to be that close to me, then I should just make sure it's going to be people who I know or figure it out or something like that. But yeah, you just need 5 acres, girl. You don't really need a lot.
I know, it's not a lot.
No, I mean, 5 acres is not a lot. You know what? If you get 5 acres and most of it's wooded, then you get woods on 3 sides. And guess what that means? That means you just got a perimeter.
Right.
And then whatever you have inside, you know, because you need 6 feet of woods to come between you and other people's toxins.
Mm.
And then you can't eat anything out of those woods. If you have more than 6 feet, then the 6 exterior feet is your filter.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, so back to the making of the broth. So you could take a couple of chicken backs and a broth kit, and you put it in, you fill the thing up with water and salt, and you can go heavy because you're not going to taste that salt. So like, you can put a quarter cup of salt in there and it'll taste like you did not salt it at the end, but you'll have remineralized the whole thing. So distilled water can be from Walmart because you're going to remineralize it and whatever. And then you put a pack of the feet or whatever this thing, and then you put the 2 chicken backs and then you put the distilled water, you put a lid, you put on low and you go to sleep. I do it because I want it to go for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the energy at the end of the day that I'm going to be jarring it and all this other stuff.
Right.
So like, and I don't want it to go for longer because it starts turning a little bit rancid. So you want to do it before you go to sleep. So when you wake up in the morning, then you're going to come out and you're going to jar it and put it away. And you should get, from what we just talked about, minimally a gallon. Usually I'll end up with like a gallon and a half. And you also have the meat off of the bones if you want to mess with that.
Okay.
And when you pull the meat off of the back, then you can put that in one of them for soup. You only have like a fistful.
Yeah.
And the skin, though, before I make this broth, if you want the skin in there, it creates good medicine. But I personally like to take that and fry it in some lard and eat it for a snack because it's a lot of skin on that chicken back. And I like to fry it in lard and eat it as carnivore crisps. So you get carnivore crisps and broth and a little bit for soup. I mean, like a meaty soup. So you might have like one pint of meaty soup and like a gallon and a half of broth.
Okay.
And you will need to resalt that. You will, because you'll taste it. You'll be like, this tastes like it has no salt in it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's after a quarter cup, girl.
Right.
I know. Yes, it's very easy.
It is very easy. And I can like water bathe that stuff though, right? Like legit preserve it. Like, can it?
Yeah. You can, but girl, there's no reason for you to do that because like, cook with it, use it, stick it all. I put it all on the bottom shelf in the back of my fridge.
Okay.
That's just broth.
Yeah.
And it only is going to last me barely a month. Because you don't cook in water at that point.
Right.
Every time you need water, you use that.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I'm boiling, like, you know, we haven't had pasta in a long time, but like, if I'm going to boil some pasta, I'm going to do 50-50 water and broth.
Yeah.
It's just going to make it taste good, and it's going to have nice, like, nourishment in there. Yeah. If you cook rice, I only use broth, no water.
Okay.
Yes. And obviously, every other soup, stew, whatever, something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, we just eat the meat, so. Yeah. But, like, if you made meatballs and you did gravy.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, and you're rinsing out the tomato jar. Well, I use broth.
Yeah.
That's just going to make it taste, like, incredible. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just medicinal.
Right.
Also, you can just drink a little bit of it every day before a meal.
Okay.
You know, it's a simple soup.
Yeah.
So you just warm it up, give everybody half a coffee mug's worth, and have everybody drink their soup before they eat their meal every day.
Yeah.
I mean, their immunity is going to be off the charts.
I gave my mom some beef, because she cannot eat like ground beef. It just gives her digestion and all that stuff.
What does she eat it with? She's never had it by itself.
She eats like if she does like any kind of beef, like she'll make like meatballs.
Well, wait a minute. She's making it into something and she's eating it with other stuff. It is not the meat.
No, it's not. Well, she's saying that from the grocery store, she cannot eat the meat.
Right.
I gave her some of yours and she's like, it does not bother me whatsoever. So she'll do like any kind of like, she'll do like hamburger patties. She'll do like meatballs or tomato sauce and stuff like that. She just cannot. She can't stomach it.
She has all the, well, if you're eating out of the grocery store, then it's poison.
Yeah.
And if it meets health code, it's poison.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's poison, you're going to have IBS and 1,000 problems and Crohn's disease.
She has all, like, not Crohn's disease, but she has like IBS, acid reflux, all that stuff.
Right. Acid reflux is 100% caused by plant material.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just stop eating it.
Yeah.
Or fake meat.
Right.
Also, you know, like they've been putting mRNA in chicken for the past 12 years. They've been putting it in pork for the past 6 years and in beef for the past 2 years. So, like, you know, I am so proud to be able to say we haven't eaten out of the grocery store in 15 years.
That's awesome.
So, like, you know, that was on time. That was that was the gift that Mina gave us.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She saved our lives.
Yeah.
You know, but you should know that if you've been exposed to that, which probably anybody who's been eating out of a grocery store or a restaurant for the past 12 years, 100% has been violated.
Yeah.
If you've been eating out of the grocery store for 100 years, we were violated, right? But can you remediate? Yes. What you need to know is that we are regenerative.
Right.
We, human beings, mm-hmm. did you know that we produce our own food? Yeah. Why do you think that if you're stressed out or if something happens, your A1C goes up? You want to know why? Mm-hmm. Well, the real reason why is because we have the ability to photosynthesize. So we create our own food, but that food is glucose, which is sugar.
Yeah.
And so we don't need to eat any because we already produce it. And that is the reason, okay, it's reason number 500 that we should not eat plants, because plants are sugar once we digest it, and yeah. we already produce sugar, and we don't need sugar, and we don't need sugar, and we don't need any more sugar. Hence the metabolic disease problem and all the diabetics and all the people with arthritis and all the people with heart disease and all the people with cancer. And they will never not have cancer as long as they continue to eat the plant material and shop out of grocery stores and eat at restaurants. They will never. And anybody who's cooking in a plant oil instead of in animal fat is going to have all of those problems, and they're just going to suffer. And their belief is not required. It is just what's happening, and that's evidenced by the entire planet right now.
Yeah.
So, and only the few of us who have walked away from that know the difference, and no one else knows it, because why would you do something else because you don't know? And so it's not really their fault, but it is their fault because they're incompetent, because they've never taken responsibility to know what it is that they should or should not eat. They just go to the grocery store and let the centralized system feed them whatever. It does. You can't even grow that. So if you can't grow it locally, why are you eating it? You wouldn't know, right? Because you go to the grocery store and they have fresh pineapple and you think you can eat it. But why would we eat pineapple? We're in North Carolina.
Right.
Where are the pineapples?
Right.
There's no pineapples here.
Oh, right.
And if you have that, it is going to kill you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know we got to go. We're getting ready to close, but we could talk for hours. Almost. I'll see you next week, though, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you like it, please share it with all your friends. And if you are interested in knowing my story or learning about the nonprofit work that I do, then please read my book. I'll make sure that there's a link in the notes. And while you're at our website, then, you know, you could become a sustainer and help support regenerative agriculture. We really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time.